in his crack pipe now.
Five, four, three, two, one. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new podcast. Same three guys, different show. We still don't have a name yet, but I do have myself, which is Ryan, and I also have Terrence.
Yeah.
And Milton with me.
Yo, dollar bill, Mil.
Dollar bill. That's kind of cheap.
Listen, I'm, you know, a pet. You're, never mind. I'm going to be good today.
You could be good? All right.
I'm going to be good.
Anything for a dollar? That's what you're trying to say?
Nah, man. You know, pennies are holding up a dollar. That's all I got to say.
Well, I guess a dollar's better than nothing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so. If you're gonna
what's
have
going
a
on with you guys?
Nothing. Just working and chilling. That's it. That's all you can do.
Shit, you got better than me. I'm just working. Straight Mexican life over here.
Well, how many jobs you got?
Ain't how many jobs. It's that one job I'm slaving for. That's the problem, right? The job of life. I can't count that. So I'm kind of fucked.
You come home from work to go straight to work.
Just
it's more like come home from work, go to sleep, then go back to work. I get nothing between.
Yeah, how many hours do you work?
Shit. I've been doing, 12, 14, 16 sometimes.
A day.
How many days?
I'm trying to keep it to the 5 days. Sometimes Saturday, I wake up and I do shit. I hop on the computer, do some stuff, but, you know.
Wait, are you in the field or are you in the office?
Both.
All right.
Both.
Terrence, how you doing?
I'm just sticking to my 40 hours and 4 days. That's
it. You still security?
Still security.
For the Trump Plaza?
Yeah, right. They would have fired me day one. First of all, they would have never hired me.
Well, they would have. You're that African-American friend he has. My African-American friend.
When he says...
You're a talking black guy.
Yeah, I'm in the back of his rallies with a thumbs up. Never. Nah, it's just, yeah, just 4 days a week, Thursday to Sunday. That's my work day. So tomorrow I got to go. Tomorrow's my Monday.
Oh, boy.
Thursdays, that's my Monday.
Damn, so you work 4 days? Wait, yeah, 4 days, right?
4 days.
Ten hour days?
10 hour days.
Damn.
I got it like that. And then any fifth day I work is all overtime. I did that yesterday. So that's the
same. How's your joint?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Same old, same old. I've been working throughout the pandemic.
Essential.
Essential, if you want to say that. It's weird because they got the engineers coming back in January, so they got new protocols.
January.
Yeah.
Just time for Corona to come back.
Yeah, right? But it doesn't make sense because these protocols are for the people that are coming back to work, but not the technicians that have been there for the past 6-7 months. So
the new people are going to come back and infect you.
Pretty much, that's what we've been saying. We think it's ridiculous that we have to, like, do all these protocols and whatnot since we've been there for the past 7 months in the building, in and out.
They should keep it that way.
How much they reduce your staff to?
What happened?
How much they reduce your staff to?
All engineers are home. All technicians are in the building, and that's it. And the cleaning people. Like, they got rid of the cafeteria people. And they gave us like an extra 20 a day, but that stopped, I forgot, like a few months back, and we don't know if cafeteria people's gonna come back. So we're like, can we get that $20 back?
So no food and no money.
I mean, because it doesn't make sense for us to, you know, go to the building, leave, and then come back because we could still be bringing something
true
back to the place. But anyway, besides this, the viral thing, how has your mental been? Like, do you guys think this virus is affecting people mentally? Like, their mental health?
Probably. People can't go out and do things like go to the gym or, you know,
stuff like that.
But
yeah, I got you. I feel like it's more like you're learning how, instead of being just chill and relax, how, you know, we were back in the day. You know, this generation and past generation is all about, I got to be seen, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to flaunt. So for them just to chill out, it's hard for them.
Nah, but it's not like TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff is stopped. So people still, you know, showing off, but now they can't just show off in person, you know.
No, bro, what are you talking about? Let me tell you this. You know, I drive through Manhattan all the time. So I was passing through Manhattan on Saturday. Yo, people were chilling in the bars, drinking outside, eating outside.
Everything. Oh, now, yeah. Repeat this. Because it's open, but like I'm talking like 5-6 months ago.
5-6 months ago, the reason why people were going crazy because they couldn't go out. People were getting divorces. You realize, hey, I married you just for the fuck of it. I'm not in love with you. Bye. You have to sit there and actually talk to them.
You had like work and stuff to, you know, break up the day. And now that you got to spend like the whole 24 hours with the same person. Yeah. Kind of gets old real quick.
You see, because you're that person. You think like that. But for me, yo, if I'm with my significant other all the time, you know, when you don't see them, and when you see them, you're like, wow, I'm happy. Like it brings a joy to you because you miss them. But if you're around them 24/7, I think, you know, you will bring each other closer because I think you will grow, learn stuff about each other and everything. But that's the thing. Most people don't realize, hey, yo, I married this person or I got with this person, not because of a deeper bond, but it was just for the, you know, the shit that you see.
True.
I say this, let's bet, out of all of us, Ryan, how was it during the pandemic? You and your significant other, you're the only one that lives with one.
We've been chill. I mean, we have our arguments, but that's bound to happen.
I'm sorry.
It's bound to happen to have arguments or whatnot.
You arguing.
I mean, it's nothing big, but for the most part, her and I are like good.
That was my cookie. Who told you to eat the last cookie?
Yo, for real. Nah, but with the mental health, do you think like the anxiety, like people's anxiety is heightened to a different level?
You're afraid.
I mean, going out, yeah. I mean,
you're afraid. Hell yeah, you're afraid.
No, not just going out, just in general, because they've been locked down for what? A lot of these states have done a lockdown again, right?
They're bringing it back. They're like, they're stepping up the steps, but none of them are like a full lockdown like it was, you know, March, April.
So you guys don't feel like you've been any more anxious?
Phases. In the beginning, when everybody was getting it, it seemed like it was like 8,000 cases a day and like 1,000 deaths a day.
Yeah.
I was like, sheesh. It's just a matter of time. But
yeah. I feel like
I live by myself, so.
Yeah, so you're not going crazy? Because you live by yourself.
Nah, this is normal. This is
what you've been doing your whole life, huh?
Exactly.
You've been training for this your whole life.
Teammate trains for this shit. He's born and ready.
Yeah, it was like, oh, so what? You can't go out? Like, bro, I don't. Like, that's what my Xbox and my PlayStation are for. Like,
that's that introvert life.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to be around people unless you pay me to. That was the only time I left my house. You're like, oh, you got to pay me.
So you think when the coronavirus like calms down and things get somewhat back to normal, do you think there'll be a little bit more mental illnesses?
I mean, it'd be a spike in it, but I'm pretty sure like. It's not going to be like long term.
Nah, you don't think it'd be long term?
Nah.
Milton, what do you think?
Who, me? I think what was in the dark was brought out to light. So if you had something, you didn't tell nobody, and while you were isolated, because you know you really couldn't see nobody, and people noticed your personalities and things changed, yeah, it comes out to the light, man. You're forced to do what inmates do. You're locked up. You can't do shit. So things are going to come out. You're going to show different personalities, different things. And, you know, end of the day, if you had something, you just have to be aware about it. Don't be in denial of it. That's the number one problem with most people is they're in denial of what they have. It's not a crime. You shouldn't feel bad about something that you have.
True. The stigma against mental health is out there. Nobody wants to be called crazy.
Right.
But then again, everybody's a little crazy.
What's norm?
Yeah. Who decides what norm is? So as long as it doesn't affect, you know, other people, then you can be crazy or a little off. That's how I feel. But other than that, I mean, like I said, once everything starts to get back to normal, what came out in the darkness is probably go back, you know.
Back in the dark?
Yeah, go back in the dark.
I don't know, man, because there's a lot of things that came out to light, man, during this pandemic.
In terms of what? Like,
just in general, a lot of stuff. Look, mental health, people's
racism,
point of views, the injustice of what everybody has been through. Not just racism, but the injustice. Not recognizing what has happened, you know, it's coming to light, and people, you know, people are really getting sick and tired of this. But the messed up part is, do you guys think that other groups hop on the bandwagon because they don't really have a true value on your agenda, but they're trying to point their agenda as well?
Well, I feel
like talking about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, any movement. Do you think other people have been hopping on other movements just to like push their own?
There's only been one movement. It was either that, and then all everything else was.
But that's your point of view. You think Black Lives Movement was the main one, and everything else had just hopped on, right?
Well, what do you mean by like hopped on? Like you talking about like other races?
All Lives Matter. You got
That's not even a movement. The All Lives Matter and the Blue Lives. That's just
people being ignorant.
Just people just going against Black Lives Matter. Like that's just, you know, they didn't exist.
What about feminism right now? The women empowerment also joining the Black Lives Matter or moms movement, like the mothers that are defending people of color movement. You don't realize like all these movements they're joining one movement, but they're also trying to push their agenda. And sometimes I feel the real agenda is being lost.
Well, I mean, you can only focus, this country is only can focus on one thing at a time. It's not like they can do, you know, fix, you know, gender equality, you know, gay rights and, you know, income inequality and, you know, civil rights with Black people all at the same time. It's either one at a time. So I feel like, you know, they made some steps in the gay and, you know, LGBT movement a couple of years back under Obama. And then, you know, these past couple of years during the Me Too, I don't know if any laws or like any, you know, came out of the Me Too movement. I just know like a lot of guys, you know, got their coming ups, you know, got for their past. But other than like to prevent it from happening in the future, I don't know if like there's anything that happened. But then again, you know, I haven't been keeping on top of it. But as far as like, you know, the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, basically social justice with police brutality, which Kaepernick was pretty much kneeling for, it all got co-opted into, you know, anti-police, anti-America. And that's pretty much where it's coming, but it has nothing to do with that. So that's pretty much, you know, what we're fighting against, or I'm fighting against. Everything else, you know, doesn't really affect me.
Okay, so
you against it, Milton?
Who? Against on what?
Against the people hopping on to be.
Oh, hell yeah! I think they're just a bunch of dick riders. Sorry, my language, but yeah, I feel like if you're gonna be part of a movement, it's cool. Let's take care of the first movement, then bring your agenda. That's not okay. I'm gonna hop on yours and flip it and just make it about me now. Don't. Mm-hmm. If you're going to support somebody, support them. Because at the end of the day, like, look at this. Black Lives Matter, I'm all about it. But I also feel about my people.
That's kind of
who've been in cages, who've been in fucking cages for the longest. The recent reports that have been coming out that a lot of immigrant women are being freaking
castrated.
That's ridiculous. But you want to know something? I know that's happening. Let me help them first. Because if I could get this movement pushed,
right,
I could help my movement after. Because I'll be like, we got your shit done. Yo, help us out. Don't forget who helped you.
But that's not how humans work.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. End of the day, you got to realize you can't forget who helped you. What was like my girl always tells me, it takes a village to raise a child. I grew up the complete different mentality. I grew up by myself. Didn't think about no village, no bullshit. Yo, my growing up was my family, that was it. My close friends, no aunts, uncles, none of that bullshit. I didn't have none of that extended family. She was raised like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, learning and seeing how it is, I'm like, fuck, if I have kids, I want them to grow like that too. Shit, they won't make, they might not be so fucking hard-headed. they might not want to fight me.
I mean, they might, you know, if you got a kid, they got your DNA, they might be hard-headed.
They are. No, but you want another thing? I'm hard-headed and everything, but with no family around either, that's even worse. Like, you really... Fuck you. Yo, you give them the no. F you look by birth. Like, I come out the wound and I just looked at you like you stupid. But raised with a village is different because you just don't got one person smacking you up. You got a whole bunch of people correct your ass. So I see the difference. But like I said, with the movement, I think we should push one agenda, push it, because at the end of the day, you help one, you can help the rest. That's what happened back in the day.
But you also got to think, like, the black community supports the black community, right?
Get it.
Like, the Asian community doesn't really support the Asian community like that, like how the black community supports their own people.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Now, I'm just saying, from like outside, it feels like the Asian community, the Indian community, you know, and pretty much like those two communities, they support themselves, their own, way more than everybody else. Like, do you feel
I think
what Ryan is saying is maybe Chinese will help Chinese, or class systems will help class systems.
Yeah, kind of.
Not like general blacks will help blacks.
Because, like, when the corona thing popped off, right, a bunch of Asian people were getting attacked just because they were Asian, because, you know, the president said, mm-hmm. oh, it's the Chinese flu. But you got people attacking people that aren't Chinese. They just see an Asian person. You know what I mean? There was a grandma, like, back in the news, there was a grandma that got her shirt lit on fire.
Yeah.
Because she was Asian. You don't see the community backing them up and, you know, supporting them, like how, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, they got protests, they got crowds and all that stuff.
But I also think there's a difference, because I feel like the Asian community was always like taught to keep it internal.
Exactly. The Asian community is more passive aggressive, you want to say, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best way I could put it, as opposed to... I don't know if does the Spanish community do that, Milton, or not?
Yeah, nah, you don't hear us.
Yo, speak up, right?
You hear, yo, when we found out cages, you heard people coming up and protesting about it. Yo, no, doesn't matter. End of the day, we're all the same.
Right.
And even back during like 9/11, when like everybody was against, well, not everybody, but there was like a harsh against Muslims. Right, and then right. like sheiks, you know, Indian people, that not even Muslim. They were anybody wearing a turban was getting brutalized and beat up, and there wasn't that really any marches or, you know, any counter protest. Like, yeah, it was just, they just took it and then it just went away.
I feel like the society needed a year like 2020, even though a lot of shit has been going on. I feel like it opened up our eyes to a lot of stuff that's still hidden and still going on. You know what I mean? Like,
that
we
I agree,
knew,
but then
we knew that.
But now that our eyes are open, what are we gonna do?
That's up to the rest of the people.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta progress to a better state of mind and a better, you know.
Well, that's you're gonna realize, like, how you're looking at it. I get what you say, but sometimes you're gonna realize people are afraid of change. They're afraid that, I don't know, this is not norm to me, this is weird, so they're gonna be against it.
But you also have people that are afraid to speak up, to speak their mind for what's right.
But that's because they're afraid of how people look at them. They're more worried about the image of what you're going to be looked as than really doing the good thing.
That's, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Whether they want it or not, I mean, the change is coming. Like, it's
right.
Yeah, like by 2040.
Trump 2020.
Hey.
And not oh, even okay. that. I'm just saying, like,
okay.
In terms of
that's
like,
random, it's at the blue.
Change is coming. It's inevitable. Like, white people are going to become a minority in like 20 years. So
right.
They can either turn over the power nicely or not nicely. And right now, that's what it is, fear. Fear of change and fear of, you know, they know, well, some of them know like how badly they've treated everybody, and then they don't want that to happen back to them. But they don't realize, like, we don't want revenge. We just want to be equal. We just want to chill.
Equal rights.
Like, we don't want more rights. We just want equal rights.
Yeah.
But that just doesn't get through their heads. They think in order for us to get equal rights, we have to take their rights away.
Well, I get what you're saying. Well, how I look at that is it's them losing control.
That's what it pretty much
thing.
Is.
It's a control thing. Let's be real. It's we're taking a power away from them that they had for such a long period of time. We're doing that. We're affecting them. We're doing all this. At the end of the day, if you really look at it, they lost the power. And the thing is, if you look at it, like in class systems, I look at it more not just your skin color or where you're from, ethnicity or anything like that. I look at it as classes. Because at the end of the day is, yo, you could be a poor-ass Latin person and a rich-ass Latin person, and they'll both look at each other like you're garbage. They'll hate each other. End of the day, it's all about the dollar bill.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, rich Asians hate poor Asians. Rich, you know, white people hate poor white people. It doesn't, yeah. I mean, that's another aspect of it.
Yeah, and you got to realize how these classes control the population, control everything. Simple fact is, hey, we're going to do is not educate them, let's keep them hooked to the system, and we're going to make them feel that they can never do anything good. And guess what happens? It's control. It's controlling over population, controlling over abortion. That's me personally, I hate that shit. That's why I said Trump 2020.
Oh my God! You gotta stop.
Hey man, come on.
I don't know if you're joking or you're being fantastic.
Sensitive times right now, Milton.
listen. I'm talking about okay. If you look at me, I'm not talking about the palm of my hand. I'm talking about the top of my hand, and you know what color that is. So let's be real.
Black.
What? Last time I saw you, you had a natural tan. So
I know. God bless me.
So you are going for Trump?
Hell no, I'll kill myself if that ever happens, man. I think I'll be disowned by the whole family members. They'd be like, yo, what's wrong with this guy? You know, the funny part?
And you accidentally make a mistake.
And you voted for him?
You want to know something? I'm not going to lie. Out of my whole life, I've never voted. And I'm not going to lie, the last election, I tried to vote. I really, really tried to vote. Yo, they wouldn't let me register to vote. I was like, this is some fucking bullshit. So I had to renew my license and everything. I went in. And I told them, hey, can I register to vote? They're like, yeah. Answer these 5 questions. Thank you very much. Did it? You're registered. Listen. I wish somebody would come and tell me if I'm a citizen. I'll smack them with my enhanced driver's license so quick. I'd be like, here, bitch.
Oh man, they got the debates coming up tomorrow, right?
I thought that was today.
Is that today?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Hold on,
I thought it was Thursday.
Let me Google this. You know,
pretty sure.
But anyway, they got the new rule that they're gonna mute one person's mic while the other one's talking. Do you think that was a good idea? Or do you think it took too long?
That should have been debate number one.
You think that'll make a difference?
Major.
Yeah. Shut up.
Or you think Trump will just scream it out?
He'll scream out, but then you'll be like, yo, you're a fucking moron.
Put the camera on him and you won't hear.
He's also trailing Biden, right?
In the polls, you can't go by the polls. People lie. They ask, "Oh, are you going to vote for Trump?" Never. And then they get into the booth, click, and they vote for him. So that's what happened last time. Don't trust the polls.
So the next presidential debate is going to be, what they said, October 22nd.
Oh, so that might be tomorrow.
It is
so tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. No, but if they put the thing to mute, I think personally it would show class because they're like, yo, we're muting you, but you're still talking over. So it shows no respect. But you got to understand, too, Trump is like a fucking soap opera.
It doesn't show class. It just shows how they can't hold a proper debate.
No, it's a telenovela, bro. You want to watch it because you're like, what next shit can he do? You're like, and when they go to commercials, you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I'm like, really? Like, shut the fuck up. Just throw this guy out the fucking window. He's retarded. Like, honestly, Biden, okay, whatever. You're 70-something years old. Let's be real. All these candidates are just fucking dumb old. You can't relate to the modern times, bro, at all.
I didn't know he had two brain surgeries.
Who?
Biden.
Stop playing. I didn't even know that either.
He had two brain surgeries, man. And he's running for president.
That means anybody... Hey, you got somebody who doesn't have a brain and someone who had two brain surgeries. Anything can happen.
I mean, then you got to look at the vice president then. Because if either one of them doesn't, you know...
So between his VP, fucking Biden's VP, I go with her any day, bro. Yo, let me tell you this. I don't know if y'all saw her president, her VP debate. Yo, she literally gave you that mother look. She's like, I wish you would lie on my name.
She's a prostitute.
I wish you. She looked like she was about to koofy smack the shit out of somebody. She straight out to him. I wish you would check my credentials. I wish you would.
That's that lawyer. Politics.
What's his face?
Give you the best show because they know how to, you know.
They know how to talk. They know how to, put you in check. Yeah. But, catch you know. You
slipping.
Pence was funny because Pence, every time she gave him that look like, I check you. Yo, he looked like a little boy. Like, yo, okay, yo, my bad.
Pence looked like a freaking serial killer.
Yo.
That cold steer.
He got that cold stare down.
Bro, that's all white folks, like, man.
Flies landed on him.
Even Fly was like, yo, let me shit on him. I came from doo-doo. Let me go back with doo-doo-doo.
That shit was crazy. Like, you can't even make that up. A fly lands on his head and stays there.
this guy was, well, yeah, it was straight fuckery with him. And but I do like, peep this, if you noticed it, they were both dodging a lot of questions.
They never answered the question fully.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're supposed to, because that's...
Typical politics, man. They're not going to tell you, really.
Politician. I can't remember when a politician gave you a straight answer on what they wouldn't do. They always give you like a plan.
They're supposed to talk about their policy.
Nah, because policies always change.
Oh, yeah. But now this is the question. You heard what Trump said. He's like, I'm not giving up this seat.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, right? Like, if he loses, like, what's going to happen? Like, is he going to go quietly or is he going to like...
Nah, he's going to sue. He's going to sue and delay and...
But they're going to sue the shit out of him too. This is the thing I look at it. If you look at everything that's going on, if Trump wins, it just saves him another 4 years till he not become the president of no more and a shitload of people are going to sue the shit out of him.
But in that 4 years, he can change a lot of stuff. So make whatever was illegal for him to do legal.
He could still not pay his taxes.
He can make presidents not have to pay taxes or something. Like,
fucking piece of shit, man. You, all of us pay more taxes than him.
Rule. Like, that's when you can make the rules, how can you lose? You know, like, it's one of those. So the only way to get him now is to vote him out. That's it. Overwhelming.
I hope he gets out. I'm not lying. I hope he does.
51-49. Nah, it's got to be 80-30 or 80-20. You know.
Now, my thing is, what you think about the person that they're bringing? They want to bring in for Supreme Court justice.
It's just another handpicked person that's on Team Trump. Like, no. They're trying to pack the.
They need to have afraid? Limits.
Am
I? Are you guys afraid of it?
I mean,
I know nothing about her.
It's no, the thing gonna is, affect pretty much like abortion, pretty much anything that you know. The Supreme Court, you know, rule all in the past can be overturned. So you got to think about, you know, voting rights, you know, gay marriage, abortions,
medical things, that's coming up. One of the things is
she gets in and he's reelected, all that stuff's going.
That's her stand? Like, she's against abortion or for abortion?
No, she's against. She's pro-life. She's really into the church. Like, she's one of those that doesn't separate state from church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she's also, people don't realize, but one of the things that's actually coming up, the thing on pre-existing conditions when you get health insurance, that health insurances cannot deny you for you having a pre-existing condition. That's coming up in a ballot soon too that they have to review. Mm. And she could be like, you know what? I'm against that. Nope, you have a pre-existing condition. The insurances have the right to deny it to you. That's fucked up.
That is messed up.
Because that's Obama. Obama, people don't realize what Obamacare did was help people who had pre-existing conditions get some type of fucking medical treatment that they would have never gotten before.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of these things is not your fault. You had asthma, you know. It's not certain pre-existing conditions, and they're not your fault. But hey, it's corporations.
And like, what's the other thing? They were talking about is like they're saying, okay, the healthy have to pay a little bit more for the sick. Well, that's always been fucking facts, man. The healthy have to take care of the sick. That's nature. How the fuck are we going to reproduce?
So that when you become sick, people, you know, you can't pay for yourself if you're sick. Yeah. So the healthy have to pay for it. It makes sense, but in a business sense, it's...
Sucks.
It sucks.
Balls.
Yeah.
So they want to get rid of it. You got to remember, it's not just right for this money. What makes money? What doesn't make money? So, and all those health insurance companies, they don't want to give, you know, coverage to all those people, those 20 million people. Like, they want to consolidate their profits. But we'll see. I mean, because the only thing, if she gets confirmed, then it's going to be, I think, 6-3 or something. I think that's what it's going to be, 6 of Republicans and then like only 3 Democrats. But they were saying they're gonna have to like pack the court, which means like add.
They want to add more to the court.
And that's what Biden wants, right? He low key wants to add more people.
Yeah. If it goes the opposite way, because he thinks it's being unfavored, checks and balances are not gonna be right, which is a correct thing. You know, how can you have a Supreme Court that's more favorable to one thing? Right. That's the whole point of just having one person as impartial. It could be one, he could look views one way or look views the other way, but somebody who's impartial, you know, could decide either way. Now you're going to have literally a Supreme Court justice that's going to be fully one thing.
For Republicans.
Yeah. Like, when it's term, like you got like 3. So all 3 of them are going to be in favor of whatever he wants to do. And then same thing with the Attorney General. Like, the Justice Department is supposed to be independent of the president. But he's got, you know, the Attorney General doing whatever he wants them to do. You know, that's a
fucking whore.
Yeah, so it's like...
What?
A damn whore. $2 trick.
That's pretty much like dictator stuff right there.
Yeah.
Or like, good thing the army doesn't, you know, can't be like handpicked by the president. Like they have to come up through their own ranks and stuff like that. Because otherwise, right, he would have all the generals appointed by him, and then he would control the army too. So, I mean, that's the one thing that's kind of okay. I mean, mm-hmm, he's got the power, but he's got nobody to really enforce it. You know, you can tell, you know, okay, I want, you know, to send the, you know, the troops into the cities, you know, to cut down on the protesters.
You can't do that. I thought there was a thing that you could never bring. No U.S. military has ever reigned within the United States. They never released it. That's why we got the National Guard. You know, we got the Coast, mm-hmm, Guard, but no military force had ever been here for that.
Well, that's what he's trying to change.
who was sent out to Portland? That they had that whole riot a few months back.
He was trying to get National Guards, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Besides Zerona, that was crazy. So much stuff.
That was crazy, man. They took over that state, that town.
It was like six blocks or something like that. But that was, I mean, they treated different than like...
Fuck yeah. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. Yo, I tell everybody this.
Black New York, I would have been shut down day one. Day one. I wouldn't even got like 6 hours in. They would have been like, what? Get these motherfuckers out of here.
Fuck it.
But white people, you can take over a whole Capitol building. You can, I'm like, ugh.
They're like, no, peaceful. Let's not do this.
And they weren't even trying to be peaceful.
No. Yo, so what you guys think about that kid that fucking shot that was walking around saying he was helping protect people's properties and shot that person? And then they, you know.
He shot like three people.
Yeah. What do you think about that? About a person who did. And after
that's the white guy, right? Yeah, he came from a different state.
Yeah.
And his mama drove him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Is he in jail? Like, what's going on with that guy?
For now, he's in jail, but, like, they trying to, you know, get him out.
He's underage, right?
Self-defense. He was 17 at the time. So, I don't know when.
Yeah, nah, I think that's stupid of the kid. Like, he wasn't helping nobody.
He was looking for something. These are
the fact that he walked by the cops and the cops didn't do nothing. They just gave him a head nod and let him go.
It was him and there was a group of them. And they were at like a gas station protecting a closed gas station. Like, really? Like, you don't even know.
Yeah, he doesn't even belong in that area, though. So, like, is he trying to prove?
He just came down here to start shit. That's exactly what they do. That's what they were coming down there for. It was not to protect anything. They just wanted to come down there with guns, wishing somebody would. And somebody did. That's what they want. They want a civil war. They want a gunfight. Why else would you bring guns? Like,
because they don't got the cojones. The cojones. All right, Holmes? They don't got the fucking cojones to put your hands up and let's go. All right, Holmes? That's why... This is why when I heard this shit, this guy, my job, he came in, he was talking about like he likes to shoot this and this and this. He's like, yeah, I got 30 guns. I looked at him. I was like, this guy got a little dick. Why the fuck you need 30 guns, man? On some real shit. You don't need 30 guns. Like you're making up for something else. All right. You're insecure about something. You don't got no hand skills. I don't know what the hell, but 30 guns. Bro, what the fuck? If you can't kill one person with one gun, why you need 30 guns? All right, you watch too much Call of Duty. This is too much fucking warfare video games you be playing.
Terrence, what you got to say about that? You got 30 guns in your house?
Nah, I don't got no guns. I'm black, man. You can't. Sheesh. I get
you. You didn't go out and try to buy a gun?
I mean, what for? They'll kill me if I don't have a gun. So,
bro, I passed one of the stores, you know, by on Hempstead. There was a line of people waiting to buy a gun, either to buy a gun or buy ammo for guns. That shit was crazy.
Okay. I mean,
like during the pandemic.
I mean, I want a gun, but I made it this far without a gun. I feel like, you know, it's tempting.
Once you
nah. Once you get a gun, it's like, oh, wait, what you say? Say that again? Well, right now I'm more, whatever. Keep it moving.
You ever shot a gun or nah?
Nah. Nope, never even held one. I've seen one, but I've never had the urge. Oh, let me pick it up and play with it. Like, nah.
Let me swing this gun around my head.
Let me pretend I'm in a, I got nerfed.
The Matrix. But
I'll shoot you.
Nah, man, I got swords, bro. I got 5 swords in my kitchen.
Word, right? Swords and 1 out of ammo.
The baby knives.
He talking about butter knives, man.
Hell yeah. It's a rated knives.
He talking about his kitchen fucking utensils, man.
Hell yeah. I got serrated knives ready to go.
We live in New York, so you got to have like mad paperwork and mad licenses.
No, you don't. You just need a license for a handgun. That's it.
But to carry it? Or to keep it in your home?
Just to have one.
Just to have one. Yeah, okay.
But I think for a shotgun, you don't need a license.
Nope.
Sydney.
No, right?
In Long Island, no.
So, but can you drive around with it?
Bullets in the glove department, gun in the trunk.
Okay.
So, yes, you can.
So, somebody's got to wait for you to load that sucker up in the middle of a fight.
Yeah. You'd be like, hold a minute. I'll be right back.
Road rage incident, you gotta pop out. Hold on a second, stay right there. Pull it out. Okay, what was that? You gonna dwarf?
I wish you would, bitch.
Nah, they probably got theirs. It comes down to who can load their gun the fastest.
They got a standoff.
You got a standoff on the LIE.
I'd be like, yo, babe, pass me the clip. It's in the glove department. What clip? The damn clip for the damn gun. I got the gun out. God damn it, we're about to die.
It's over. You might as well just drive into the guy.
Dead ass. If anybody ever put, I'm hitting him with the car. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Spray the car. I'll hide underneath and just press the gas.
Bob. One governor tried to make, I don't even know what the law was. I know somewhere where it's like you can drive through a protest, like when they were trying to make it legal to, like, if protesters like
block the car.
I don't know what state it was. It's probably Georgia.
Yo, that's been happening for a lot, though.
Georgia. It was somewhere where it's like some guy ran somebody over in a protest, and then like they tried to make it like, oh, self defense. It's like, wait, they're on the feet and you're in the car, but it's self-defense. Like, they can't get to you.
Right.
But you know how it is. If it's white people killing black people, it's legal.
It is legal, sir. Whatever sir, is legal.
We'll find
right.
a way.
You belong in jail, sir. Stop talking. You belong in jail. All right. Leave Mr. Smith alone. You go. I think you're an escaped convict. You have dreads, sir. Arrest him. He has dreads. He has drugs. He has everything on him, sir. That will happen to you.
Of course, but
yo, Terrence, you ever had anything like that happen to you in real life?
What?
You've been racially profiled
all the time.
Oh, when was the last time it happened?
Let's see. I mean, last time I was pulled over, that was like two, three years ago. But like, they just ran my stuff and let me go because I was driving my Civic. And I had like
Minority car.
The one with no bumper?
No, it's got a half a bumper.
Interesting.
Half a bumper. But that was my old Civic. The new Civic. This was like 2-3 years ago. And they just said, oh, you didn't signal. I'm like, yeah, I did. I know I signaled. But they were just checking to see if I had warrants because, like, apparently, you know, black people in Queens Village, they must all have warrants. So,
but Queens Village, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's dropping off some coke.
Well, I mean, in that area, it wasn't even that bad of an area. It was just Hempstead Turnpike before I get to Jamaica Avenue.
And, oh, you're around there. Of course. You're definitely getting pulled over.
Nah, there's not even like a precinct nearby.
Is there houses nearby?
There's businesses. It's
nah, it's like a main street.
Right? You on the main or going up the Ave like you were going down to the other highway?
I was literally at the light, getting ready to make the left. So I wasn't speeding. I wasn't doing anything.
You're driving black, goddammit. Just remember that. You're driving black. You're a damn crime for driving black.
But that's what you said by being profiled.
You don't profile. You're just black, right?
No reason. Right?
You're goddamn black.
There was zero reason. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, you were. His reason was you were born, goddammit.
Yep. I remember the first time I was profiled. That stuck in my head. I was just thinking about that the other day because one of my friends, we were like discussing, you know, just random stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, that just popped up in my head. It was like, because when I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, in like the late 90s, it was all black people around me. So I wasn't profiled. I mean, if I was, it wasn't because I was black. It was just because of who I hung out with. But when I moved to Queens Village at that time,
drug dealers.
The hell out of them were. It was funny, but you didn't know it back then.
Okay.
You're 10 years old. You don't know what a trap house is. Like, how come my friend doesn't have
any furniture?
They don't have furniture, but they got all the video game systems. But, yeah.
I always so loved them.
When I moved to Queens Village, it was a lot of mostly white people, but then they started moving out. But everybody there was Filipino, Colombian, Puerto Rican. Like, all my friends were, like, different nationalities. And, like, one day, yeah, like, we were just having fun. What was fun for, like, 12 and 13-year-olds was to walk down the street and pull on car door handles to see which...
What the fuck?
To see which doors were locked and which doors were open. We wouldn't take anything. We would just, sometimes they had alarms. And that wasn't my idea, but this is what they were doing. So I was just walking with them. It was like 8 of us. And one of my friends, he pulled a car door and an alarm went off. So we all ran. And I ran with my friend this way and we all scattered. And then like 20 minutes later, the cops came and they grabbed me.
And put you in handcuffs?
They didn't put me in handcuffs, but they wanted to question me. And I'm like...
They put you in the back of the cop car?
No, it was just... We were outside.
Did it bend you over?
Nah, it was because... And I was like... I was nowhere near the car at the time. But when we ran, the people... They saw a car alarm going off, and they saw a black kid running. So...
Of course. I would call the cops, too. I'm not gonna lie.
They didn't describe anybody else but just me.
Listen, you stand so out. If the surrounding is light and you're the darkest point, I'm going to notice you first. I'm not going to lie.
And that just means you ran slower.
I was out, but it was like the weirdest thing. I was like,
come on, hold a minute. How can you outrun? Got a quick thing. How can you outrun like Mexicans, Latin people? We have to hop the border and run away from immigrants. I understood why you got caught. I get it.
But I didn't even get caught. We were just hanging out on the next block over.
Oh, y'all some dummies. How are you going to hang out the next block over? At least go 3-4 blocks away.
But we didn't do anything wrong.
Because they were young. Yeah, they were young.
So we didn't get any trouble. And nobody really saw us. But they did see us. They saw me. So when the cops were looking for somebody, they wasn't looking for us. They were just looking for me. So when they questioned, oh, where were you? You know,
I got a question.
And I was just like, oh, I was just walking. I didn't give up anybody, but it was like one of my friend's mom.
She like, don't snitch, bitch.
Yeah, she was the one that like saw everything and vouched for me. She was like, oh, he had nothing to do with that. But now I was like,
were you the only black kid?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Oh, nigga.
But like, I processed that like 9 years later. I was like, why would they pick me out? I didn't do anything.
You're the token. You got taught, like I said, if everything else around you is light, what you expect?
And that's a time, Terrence, being black men.
Run faster.
Man.
Even if you have nothing to do with it.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That's a crazy-ass story. But before we end this episode, you guys got anything else you want to talk about? You want to save it for next time?
And vote.
What?
Make sure you go out there and vote.
Vote, yes. Please vote. Vote. Every vote counts. Stay away from Corona.
None of that. Because, none of that Kanye bullshit. Nah,
he's actually on the ballot.
No, he's not.
Do a write-in vote? Yeah, he is.
It's got to be.
I'm going to do a.
Yo, Bernie Sanders, don't do that. Don't. Let's get somebody in there that's collection. You know, that's better than the trash that we have now. You
can do that, but when it comes down to A versus B, there's no C. It's Biden.
You see your way out of this country, nigga. That's what you do. Why you think my peoples are going back?
So if you're not for Trump, you can't be for anybody else but Biden. So I don't want to hear nothing else. Next election, you can vote for whoever you want. But given 2020, these two candidates, you're either Trump or you're Biden. There is no third option.
Damn, I can't say vote for Milton.
Nope.
Vote for Mexico.
Anything not for Biden is a vote for Trump. And that's how I'm going to view it.
That's how you feel, Terrence?
That's how I feel.
Mr. Terrence?
You're either with me or against me.
From the other Democratic nominees, who are you guys going for?
None of them. Bernie Sanders is the closest one. The rest of them, I'm good. I'm not gonna lie.
What was her name? Marianne Williamson. She was like that white lady. She was kooky, but she was saying the right shit. She was talking about, you know, stuff that, you know, affects black people. I was just voting on my interests. Like, which one is going to make my life better?
Right.
Not everybody's life. Everybody's life is okay, but what's going to affect me? And she was saying all the right shit. But I knew she wasn't going to win. But it was just like, I like just to hear, you know, just indulge me. Just
to make you feel good.
Tell me what I want to hear.
She tickled the right spot for you. I got you.
Everybody
she gave you a semi-shiffy.
You know, rich people get to hear what they want to hear about the taxes getting cut. You know, immigrants, they hear what they want to hear about, you know.
Same old story.
I wanted to hear about, you know, reparations and stuff that can make my life better.
That ain't never happening. They give you guys reparations, it'll be...
A cold day in hell.
Motherfuckers will come back from the motherland and be like, no, my friend, me too. Yeah.
All right. We got anything else to say or no?
Nah.
Go see Chicago 7.
Oh, that movie?
Yeah. The Trial?
Yeah.
Doesn't that bore at it?
What's it about?
Just go see it.
Also, I'm just going to watch a movie blind.
Go see Chicago 7 and also Hold Me. What's the other movie? The Good Lord Bird. Go see that show. Good show, too.
Show or movie?
It's a show.
Where?
How
are you not gonna tell us what's it about?
Nah, I can't. You gotta. Okay, excuse me. Me. Let me get my. Welcome to Movie Phone Voice.
You got less than 4 minutes left.
Than 4 minutes. We fucked then.
I'm just gonna take your word for it.
We're just gonna take your word for it. That's what Terry says. We're gonna end the episode here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I didn't have to Google this shit, but it's a good show.
Thank you for listening, guys. I'm Ryan, Terrence, and Milton. Hopefully, we could get back in the same room again soon, and hopefully, we'll come up with a name for this podcast.
And yo, we out.
The Unnamed Podcast.
We out.